The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 community. This is Reverend Gerald Smith, life coach and addiction counselor, and you are listening to Urban Family Focus. Urban Family Focus was created in the mind of my mind, I should say, a couple of years ago, and at that time, there was no vehicle really for Urban Family Focus. But little did I know that in the mind of Tavis Smiley, there was a radio station brewing, and on Juneteenth of last year, it came into being, providing not just an opportunity for Urban Family Focus, but an opportunity for our community to have a voice where we can talk to each other, talk for each other, and encourage each other to make things happen for us in these United States of America. This is a new year. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. This is the first live show this year for Urban Family Focus. And we're going to start out this year and every show with a thought for the week. And so every Saturday, I'm going to give you a thought for the week from Sister Niwili. And the thought for the week for Sister Niwili is, let what you love be what you do. You know, this new year, many of you have made those resolutions, and we've done it over and over and not kept most of them. That's because you weren't making it to do something that you have a passion for, something that you have a love for. So if we do what we love, we won't give up on it. We'll keep it going until it comes to fruition. This is a new year, a new time to believe, and a new time to achieve. And you know, when you wake up early on Saturday morning with Urban Family Focus, our mission is to make sure that you catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or condition, the opportunity to hear and share real life stories, the resources to help improve that situation, and the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your physical, mental, and spiritual life. So here's what I want you to do. I'll always continue to encourage you to do this. Call somebody right now. Wake them up. Tell them to get that coffee brewing and download the KBLA 1580 app and tune in to the only black-owned and operated progressive talk station on this side of the Mississippi. We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580. And our emphasis here on Urban Family Focus is on addiction and mental illness. Although we cover financial literacy, conflict resolution, health and wellness, and many other topics that this radio station does a great job of doing all day long, all week long. But this morning, we're going to hear a heartwarming story about family, about loss, about discovery and recovery that inspired a book called From Misery to Hope. A story of forgiveness, a story of healing, and a story of the fragility of mental health. With us this morning is co-author and mindfulness coach and motivational speaker, Carrie Yeoman. Carrie is a mental health advocate. He's committed to inspiring others through the virtue of kindness. His personal mission in life is to help others uncover and discover the best version of themselves. Welcome to Urban Family Focus, Carrie.
Good morning, Reverend Gerald. Thank you so much for having me. Truly grateful.
We really appreciate you joining us this morning. I had an opportunity to read the book, From Misery to Hope, that you were the co-author of, and we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. But before we start talking about that moving and compelling life circumstances that inspired the book, I want the listeners to get to know you as I have about, you know, because you are a really dynamic and compassionate young man that I was introduced to by our great producer, Miss Loretta Shelby. And I want you to tell everybody what you're doing now and how you're spending your time helping others and making things a better place for all of us.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, thanks again, Reverend, for having me on. And shout out to Loretta. Really, really grateful for the opportunity. As you mentioned, you know, I'm a mental health advocate. I call myself a heart-centered facilitator and really, really just focused on creating spaces for people to heal. You know, I think specifically over the last, you know, 1-2 years, you know, the murder of George Floyd, you know, COVID, people have been struggling, but I think even more so we've been struggling in silence. And, you know, a lot of the work I do really is around creating spaces, facilitating conversations to not only give people an opportunity to share and talk, but also making space for people to connect, you know, and really realizing that, like, hey, you're not by yourself. There's other people going through this. How can we support each other and really shine a light on some of the challenges that we face day to day? So my practice really is around just facilitating these conversations and discussions for people to just start to heal. You know, I think that's really where all the change happens within ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's that interior work that's important. And that's one of the things, and people don't like to look at this current situation, this pandemic, and the things that we've been going through. They fail to see the positive or the blessing in it. During a pandemic, we're forced to look within ourselves. We're forced to do that inner work to get us through this situation. And by doing that inner work now will allow us to make sure that we accomplish the goals and desires and deal with the situations that will come to us at any time in life, because we will be strong inside. And we're going to continue this conversation when we come forward. We're talking with Carrie Yeoman, motivational coach. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get extra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin, happy new year.
May your holidays be Charmin, clean, merry, and bright.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
No matter what we come in for, Target makes it easy to leave with more of what we value. Come in for Black-owned coffee, leave with change in your hand. Come in for healthier snacks, leave feeling more fulfilled. Come in for affordable lotion, leave feeling like $1 million. When we bring home more of what really matters, we can find better days within our reach. At Target, what we value most shouldn't cost more.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KBLA Talk 1580. Speak out and be heard. Be heard.
My name is Denise Hayward, and I am the owner of Magic Hair Company Custom Lace Wig Store located in Culver City, California. We provide the best custom lace wigs for ladies who need our services. I love working with KBLA radio station here in LA. If you are thinking about working with a radio station that will bring you great customers and clients, work with KBLA, and my brand manager, Ilya Daly, is amazing. Shop with us here at Magic Hair Company.
Black voices, they matter here.
To increase your market share and benefit from advertising on KBLA 1580, log on to KBLA1580.com and click on Advertise with KBLA at the top of our site and submit your information.
We are opening doors and breaking down barriers. KBLA Talk 1580. We've got you covered. And we've got a lot to talk about. Weekdays, weekend, we've got a lot to talk about. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring that our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach. And this morning, we're talking with the co-author of a book, From Misery to Hope, Mr. Kerry Yeoman, who's a health advocate. He's done some TED Talks. He's a motivational speaker. And Kerry, we're going to get into the book, From Misery to Hope. But before we do that, I just want to let you know that prior to having you come on the show and confirming that you would be here today, it just coincidentally, there's a theme on the radio station this month where anyone who downloads the KBLA Talk 1580 app is going to get some excerpts from a book that will be forthcoming called Never Let Misery Get the Last Word. So I just want to let everybody to remember that. So download that 1580 KDA app because this theme going from misery to hope, not letting misery get the last word, no matter what your challenges in life are, there is an answer. There's a way in just like there's a way out. And we're looking for that upward way out in every situation. So, Kerry, as I looked at the book, From Misery to Hope, and I started to read a little bit about the co-author of that book, a gentleman by the name of Robert Palmer. And Robert Palmer, I discovered, was one of the greatest musical geniuses that the people in this world don't know. They know about his music. They've heard much of it. All the people that he's worked with, they're very familiar with those people. But I wasn't, and I'm sure a lot of our people listening today are not familiar with who Robert Palmer is. Well, I found out that Robin Palmer was actually commissioned by Roxy Rucker to teach her son, Lenny Kravitz, how to play the guitar. I found out that he wrote and recorded and played and produced with such artists as Bobby Womack, Billy Preston, Johnny Guitar Watson. And in the midst of all of this great musical talent and contributions that he was making, he was involved in alcohol, had some drug challenges, and on top of all of that, he was challenged with bipolar depression. So you're talking about a man that was doing great things throughout his whole life, but at the same time, on that roller coaster ride from going from the penthouse to sleeping in his car. In the midst of all of that, he managed to go on the road and tour with people like Will Downing, Lionel Richie, Patti LaBelle, Sheena Easton, and one of my favorite groups, The Whispers. And then here comes the big prize. In 2006, he was Grammy nominated for a song called Stick With You that was done by the Pussycat Dolls that sold over 3 million copies and went to number one on the Billboard charts as well as BMI. Sold so many records, they displaced Madonna at the top of the charts. So I don't know who Robert Palmer was and didn't know who Robert Palmer was, but I now know about his triumphs and his challenges. So I'm interested, and I know everybody else listening is interested to find out, how did you meet Robin Palmer? How did he come into your life?
I would say back in 2017, 2018, I started becoming really curious about these ancestry genealogy tests. And I was really skeptical, like a lot of people may still be. You know, what are they going to do with my DNA? I just don't trust it. But I have a sister who took the test, and I was just really impressed with the information. You know, they kind of trace it back to your ancestors and sort of break down, you know, what part of the continent Africa we're from. I mean, we all know we're from Africa. It's just where Africa is a big continent. So I was just really fascinated by that. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take this test. I wasn't looking for any kind of anything outside of just trying to uncover my ancestry and just who are my relatives? Where am I from? So I took the test. I did the swab. I sent it. Comes back in. I get the results. And I learned all this stuff. Found out I'm like 75% Nigerian, which I'm really excited to take a trip to the motherland. Hopefully, you know, this COVID thing will ease up. And, you know, I was able to break down some things. But what happened just maybe a week or so after I found out just sort of my ancestry, I get a private message, you know, just within the platform. They have this option where you can message people and they match you with people who have your DNA. And it takes a little bit for it to acclimate. But I get a message, and essentially the message is like, hi, my name is Robert. I just stumbled on your profile today, and I'm in extreme shock. It says that you are definitely my son, and he put a question mark. And then he was like, hey, please get back to me. And I, like I said, there's a lot that leads up to that. But for me, I personally thought it was like a scam, or, you know, the company's way of just trying to get people to upgrade the membership, because I had a pretty basic membership. But, you know, I kind of got past the skepticism. You know, I reached out to my mom. I'm like, hey, mom, what is this? What's going on? And she's like, I don't know. It looks like a scam. I don't recognize this person. So I just decided to follow up, and I asked him a couple questions. Everything I asked him just kind of lined up with my timeline. And like I said, there's a lot more to it than that, obviously. But short answer, Robert D. Palmer is my biological father.
You say you were looking to find out your roots and where you came from. And I keep hearing you say there's a lot more to the story. Is there anything else that motivated you to do that? Or you just was strictly checking out ancestry and trying to find out your roots?
Yeah, so, I mean, just another layer to that. When I was 12 years old, you know, this is, I think, any kid's worst nightmare, but I essentially was told by my mom that my birth certificate dad, the person who I grew up with as my dad, wasn't actually my biological father. There was some testing that happened, and essentially the test came back and said, you know, this isn't your dad. And, you know, from, I'd say, 12 to, you know, my late teens, early 20s, you know, I didn't talk to him. You know, there was this sense of abandonment. And up until that point, I was really close to, you know, him and the family. And all of a sudden, just everything just sort of disappeared. And at this point, you know, we're cool. You know, we've made amends. I love that side of my family immensely. But I think for me, there's always sort of been this, who is my biological father, just kind of lurking in the back of my mind. So when I went to take that test, I just didn't think I would. I just kind of gave up on it, you know. So for that to pop up, it was just sort of a, whoa, this is definitely something to look into.
So the question was there from early in your childhood, but it was something you had kind of let go in your mind, and, you know, and were more interested in finding out your ancestral roots and where you come from and your whole genealogical makeup. And pop, here comes dad in the picture. So how did you guys connect? What happened next?
Yeah. So, I mean, when we finally, you know, kind of cross-checked the facts and the timeline, we ended up hopping on a call. He was living in Arizona at the time. I was in Portland. I mean, we talked for, you know, hours and hours and hours on end, had so many things in common. We laughed a lot. We cried, you know. But during that process, you know, he just really started to open up. I mean, this is over the span of, you know, a couple months. But he really just started to open up. He started, you know, sharing a little bit of his career success. But for him, you know, that was a thing of the past. You know, at this point, he really had become, you know, humanitarian, did a lot of work, just working with, you know, the homelessness population, just trying to feed people and, you know, try to find shelter for people. But he started sharing with me just the challenges he was having with his mental health. You know, he disclosed that he tried to take his life before. He disclosed that he, you know, struggled with drugs and alcohol growing up. You know, at this point, he'd been sober for many years and, you know, sort of reestablished his relationship with God. But just during that time, you know, there was just this level of vulnerability that I never experienced from any of my parents, let alone my dad. And just him opening up that way, it was like the most attractive thing I'd ever seen, you know, like that level of vulnerability from my dad, you know, from another man. You know, growing up, you know, being raised by a majority of women, strong women, I just, as a young man, I was told not to cry or suck it up or, you know, you need to be the man of the house. So pretty much just shut off all your emotions and just handle stuff. So for him to just open up like that, there was a curiosity that really was nurtured. And, you know, after a few months, we met up, and I can keep going, but ultimately our conversations just led to building trust, which ultimately led to us meeting in person. Which a couple months later led to him essentially deciding to move to Portland.
So he actually uprooted from where he was and moved to Portland, and the relationship took off from there. One of the things I found interesting in your comment were you were saying how he revealed things to you that you had never heard before, that no one in your family has ever discussed before. And that's one of the missions we have here at Urban Family Focus, is to get people to talk to each other, in particular families, to talk to each other about the challenges that they're having. Oftentimes, as you know, us strong black men, we don't want to let people know that we have a mental challenge or that we're dealing with addiction or that we're emotionally bruised in some type of way. But by your dad going through everything that he's been through and had lived through it for so long and had accomplished so much, he was comfortable enough to share his innermost secrets with his son, his new friend. And I just want to encourage people who are listening to your story to use that as an example in their life and within their family, and to speak out. Because you can do great things regardless of the condition that you may be working through. That's not going to keep you from excelling, like it didn't keep your dad from excelling, and it doesn't keep you or any of us from excelling at what we choose to do. If we're doing what we love, we're going to continue to do it and do it well, but we do need to seek help and get understanding about our situation. So I know you did a TED Talk where you talked about the incidents that you just shared with us, and one of the things that you mentioned that kind of stood out for me, it was a quote. You said, "The greatest gift you can give or offer your family is the healthiest version of yourself." What did you mean by that?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, you know, my dad opening up and sharing and being vulnerable, and, you know, I think it ties directly into your question. You know, the greatest gift you can offer your family or your community is the healthiest version of yourself. And what I mean by that, something you spoke to earlier, is, you know, self-care. There's a difference between self-care and selfish care, you know, and I think self-care is the most important step, really, in anybody's life. You know, if you want to show up for other people in your life, you have to be able to show up for yourself. And I think one of the reasons, I'm not saying it's the only reason, but I think because 20 years previous to meeting my dad, I discovered meditation and started to tap into my spirituality and was going to different workshops and, you know, going to places where I'm, you know, journaling and crying and just going through so many different things to shine light on some of these wounds, that when I did meet him, I wasn't full of animosity. I wasn't full of hate. I wasn't full of shaming him. It was more of my heart was filled with love. You know what I mean? There was a curiosity that I think we both felt that really allowed us to speak openly about what was happening. Because there's a part of me that's like, you know, if I met, you know, my dad and I was just coming at him with all this heat, where were you? How come you didn't reach out? Just all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think our relationship would have built. So when I talk about being the best version of yourself, again, that's mental, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. You know, we're full spectrum human beings. It's not just one thing. And of course, if you put attention onto one thing, all the other things can suffer. But I just feel like there is an art form to making sure that we look at those pillars of our lives and we're taking a moment for ourselves to just do the work, so that when your parent that you didn't know existed comes out of nowhere and says, hi, there's actually an opportunity to build a relationship and not this built up, pent up emotion that essentially shoos someone away or any relationship. You know, that's a little bit more extreme. But when I say that, I really just mean, again, you know, Michael Jackson, I think the song is timeless, but man in the mirror, woman in the mirror, person in the mirror. It's like we have to take a moment and give ourselves a chance to look at that person and figure out, what do I need for myself to really be able to show up for those who I love and care about? Because if we don't do that, I just think a lot gets missed.
You know, it's right in line with, you know, I have a real simple task I do every day. I wake up every morning and I do something to improve myself physically, mentally, and spiritually. And once I accomplish that goal, my next step is simply to do the same for someone else, to help someone else achieve that same goal. And that's, you know, what you do. That's what you're talking about. And I know there's people listening to this conversation that have been in similar situations where maybe they didn't know who their dad was. And maybe when they met their dad, there were some of those angry questions that came up. Or maybe they were like you. Maybe they were open and full of love and encouragement, and a great relationship was formed. So if this story is meaningful or motivating to anyone out there listening, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your comments. And all you have to do is dial 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. And we'll take your calls and listen to what you have to say about this interesting topic. So, Carrie, I know we're going to get into the book and kind of talk about a few things that happened, but one of the things that encouraged me when I was reading the book is that in spite of all the ups and downs and ins and outs in your father's life, the one theme that runs through the book, and I see you inherited it yourself, is helping other people. I mean, no matter where he was, whether he was on top of the mountain or at the bottom of the ditch, he still focused on helping and reaching out and doing everything he could to encourage and help others. And I see you are a chip off the old block.
Yeah, I definitely just really, really appreciate about them. I mean, he was, I almost think selfless sometimes to a fault. You know, he would really go out of his way to make sure that people felt seen and supported. And whether that was someone who, you know, had a cup, you know, shaking it for change, or someone who, you know, just wrote, you know, a hit song, like he truly was just a kind spirit. Like he really did care about people. And I'm grateful that I inherited that from him, because there's just something in me that is really attracted to just helping people to realize that they have everything that they need. It's just we all need a little support sometimes, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're listening to Urban Family Focus, and we're talking to Carrie Yeoman, co-author of the book From Misery to Hope, a book that he co-authored with his father, Robert Palmer, one of the greatest musicians that none of us ever knew who he was until they heard what I had to say about him a little earlier. So when we come forward, we're going to continue this story, dive a little bit deeper into the book, and take some calls from the listeners who have similar stories that they want to share. This is Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows. Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. COVID-19 hospitalizations are expected to hit a record high because of the Omicron variant. The U.S. reported over 650,000 new COVID cases on Thursday, the fourth highest daily U.S. total. COVID hospitalizations are approaching a record of 132,000 set last January. Health officials warn the rapid rise in COVID hospitalizations is straining the entire U.S. healthcare system. And Royal Caribbean pauses port cruises that leave from ports in Florida. On Friday, the company said the Vision of the Seas, Serenade of the Seas, the Jewel of the Seas, and Symphony of the Seas aren't sailing for the moment. The reason given is the current surge in COVID-19 positive cases. Find out the details on RoyalCaribbean.com homepage. And that's the latest. I'm Shelley Wade from your source for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Guys, let's talk, especially if you're three things: balding, thinning, and skeptical. I'm Salvino Lewis, and I was just like you. I tried hair loss solutions for 4 years, but unfortunately, my close friends were afraid to tell me it just wasn't working. Then I learned about Hairline Time. Hairline Time gives you that sexy, masculine hairline, like you have a full head of hair shaved down tight. I had to see it and touch it for myself, and I was like, wow, I've got to get this done. The one-day Hairline Time procedure changed my life literally overnight. I cannot stop looking in the mirror, and friends can't stop touching my head. I never thought I was a bad-looking guy, but now I feel like I look even better. Hairline Time gives you confidence, freedom, and a permanent hair loss solution. Guys, I'm on fire for this procedure. I loved it so much, I opened my own Hairline Time clinic. Yeah, I know, you're skeptical. So come on over. See it, touch it, feel it, and believe it. See tons of guys and women like me who have trusted Hairline Time at HairlineTime.com. That's HairlineTime.com. Or call me, Salvino, at 424-835-0318. That's 424-835-0318. And ladies, we offer microblading services. And guys, remember, it's time to get your hairline back.
Hi, I'm Nicole Franklin.
And I'm Brian Tamonte.
We're the host of the podcast, Before You Go.
Yes, Before You Go, because there's no time like the present to talk to our guests.
Our 100-year-old guests.
What a gift.
We have 80 and 90-year-olds too, but the older the better, right, Brian?
Oh, yes. Such amazing history.
We've got history on record.
History corrected.
Lots of smiles, and I'd say some redemption as we unearth some deep, dark secrets.
Politics, race, music,
baseball,
from sports to the silver screen. It's such a privilege to hear these incredible stories.
From our 100-year-old guests, or as you say, Bryant, those who are just getting up there.
So join us for a rewind in time.
Check out our podcast at beforeyougo.tv.
And listen to us live Saturdays right here on KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580 is putting the spotlight on culture and community. The Fernando Pullum Community Arts Center is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide quality performing arts instruction to at-risk youth and help them build self-esteem and achieve academic success. The Pullum Center is a member of a network of over 40 community organizations in the United States, Canada, and Latin America that collectively benefit over 46,000 students each year. The Pullum Center provides free arts instruction to more than 650 students ages 5 to 20 at the Leimert Park headquarters and in partner schools. Through classwork, performances, and self-directed practice, students gain competency in an art form, learn leadership skills, gain a sense of belonging, and reduce self-destructive behavior. Young people learn greater appreciation of performing arts and the many ways it can enhance their lives. To sign up, donate, or learn more, visit pullumcenter.org. That's P-U-L-L-U-M center.org. Or call them at 323-292-2700. That's 323-292-2700. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Peace is what we're looking for.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach, and we're having an interesting and compelling, heartwarming conversation today with Carrie Yeoman, co-author of From Misery to Hope. He authored this book with his dad, and we're going to continue and take a little deeper dive into some of the stories in the book. But we do have a caller on the line. I see we have Daphne calling on line one. Daphne, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Hi, thank you so much. Carrie, I am Dwayne's sister, Shanti's sister. And your father was a very important part of our family. How are you doing?
Really good to hear you.
Yeah. I'm just so impressed with what you're doing, and I think it's so important, and you are so well spoken, and getting this message out is very, very important. I'm looking forward to reading the book, and I just wanted to say congratulations, way to go, man.
Thank you so much, Daphne. I would love to connect with you offline. Really, really appreciate your support. It means a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been remiss. I've been busy, but I will definitely send you a an email.
Sounds great.
Good
Daphne.
Luck with everything.
Nice talking to you. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Daphne, thanks for calling in to Urban Family Focus. So Carrie, that's somebody that you that knows you obviously, or knows somebody in your family that, you know, heard us talking and decided to call in and congratulate you. And anybody that listens to you, as I did and I have over the last few days, and I listened to your TED Talk, the passion and the love and sincerity that you have inside of you, it just comes booming through, you know. And I'm glad to be your new friend and have gotten to know you. And I want to get a little deeper into the book. I know I said one of the things that stuck out for me was how your dad reached out and helped people. And there's a story in the book where he was having one of his bipolar episodes and was thinking about taking his life and went to a young lady's apartment and some things occurred and he didn't hurt, you know, take his life and he didn't hurt anybody, but it wound up he had to do a little jail time because of that incident. And as I was reading the story, it just warmed my heart that the inmates and the people that he that got to know him, he was like the old head in the block, and all the young brothers kind of just rallied around him, and they ended up calling him. They gave him the nickname Preach. And when some new inmates would come in, and they just assumed that he was a minister, because as you said earlier, he had gotten to a point where he was trying to evolve and change his life and gotten into the Word, and that whole scenario of him having all these life challenges and having gone through everything that he had been through, gets to the jailhouse and ends up being the what they call it, the priest of the ward, you know, and everybody came to him for advice, and he helped so many young men get their lives together and encourage them to move away from the life of drugs and alcohol and those things. How did you feel when you got to know about how great your dad was as it pertained to helping others, even though he was having serious challenges of, you know, on his own?
You know, it was really heartwarming, and it was inspiring. You know, I you know, as him and I were sort of unraveling and we were talking before the book was even, you know, printed, he was telling me these stories, and I'm like, you know, he was in LA County, which, you know, it's not an easy place to be in. Like, it's a rough jail, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there that we don't hear about. But he was just saying, I'm like, Dad, like, were you scared? You know, like, you don't seem like the jail type. And, you know, we laughed about it, and he's like, you know, son, I was scared, you know, but I knew just through my practice and just getting into the Word, like, I knew I was going to be fine, but the only way I was going to be fine was if I figured out a way to be of service. So while he was in, I almost feel like his devotion really deepened, because, you know, again, I don't want to give the book away, but just through his, you know, his prayer and his meditation, I think the guys and the inmates were just seeing, like, yo, this guy is, you know, sitting here in prayer for 4 hours. Like, he hasn't moved. Like, what's this guy about? And I think, too, when you really start to connect with your spirit and you start to fill up your cup, there is an essence that starts to emanate in you. You know what I mean? Your aura. Again, I don't want to get too, you know, esoteric, but I just feel like, you know, when someone's connected, you know, they talk about how if you were in a room with the Dalai Lama, like, you would feel calm. You know, there's a certain energy that we emanate, a certain energy signature that we have. And I think from my dad, as he was doing the work, but also just showing up and letting that fear essentially crystallize, you know, in a way that it wasn't stopping him from doing the work, I think it really just gave him an extra boost to just realize that he was put in there to be of service. Because I think if he really would have dialed into his fear, I think it would have been a completely different topic. But again, going back to what we said earlier, the greatest gift you can offer is the healthiest version of yourself. I think for him at that time, tapping into his spirituality was the greatest thing he could do for himself, because not only did it help him to survive, you know, the time that he was in there, but I think it also allowed him to thrive and support a number of inmates while he was serving, you know, his time.
Yeah, absolutely. So in putting this book together and getting it published and out there, you know, what have you learned about yourself through this process? And I know you discovered, you know, you had this great superstar entertainer father, and you guys formed this great relationship. So to go through that process of finding him and then ultimately losing him in the period of a couple of years, you know, how have you grown through all of this?
Yeah, it's been a really unique experience. You know, I think the first thing is, you know, I wouldn't say I wasn't aware of mental health, because I feel like even for myself, I've dealt with my own challenges. But I think the advocacy component, it's not something that I really, you know, I didn't commit or dedicate my life to being a mental health advocate previously. And I think now, I know now that I have had the, you know, the privilege and the opportunity to connect with my biological father and get to know him and really see someone, you know, sort of in this full spectrum of emotions. I just have so much more empathy for this conversation. You know, I think there are a lot of people who may have someone in their family, or maybe they're that person where, you know, they're going through, you know, maybe a bipolar episode, or maybe they're schizophrenic. There's so many different things. But their family starts to question, you know, like, hey, are you, you know, why don't you just go get some exercise, or why don't you eat better, or why don't you stop drinking coffee? It's like we're trying to diagnose people who literally have, you know, challenges within their brain chemistry. So I think for me, just realizing that, like, hey, this is a real thing. Like, this isn't something that this person is making up. Like, there is a chemical imbalance in their brain that is causing them to respond and react in these ways. So I think for me, just educating myself more on the importance of my own mental health, but when, like, just being able to recognize the signs of it within, you know, my community, you know, I'm very aware of just the different personalities. So just checking in with people and just asking, like, hey, what's going on? Like, what's on your mind? You know, just becoming more curious. I think that's been the biggest change. It's allowed me to be more curious about people and realize, too, you know, if someone's going through, you know, a little bit of a funk, you know, just try to dig in a little bit more. You know, there's no reason to take it personal. Like, they might be experiencing something. So how can I hold space and support them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, checking in is a commercial running on television now where, you know, people are checking in. How you feeling and what you doing? You know, so we got to stay in touch and know that this is a chemical imbalance and it's not something that people want to do, but we can help them work through it. So when we come forward, we're going to continue this conversation with Kerry Yeoman. This is Reverend Gerald at KBLA Talk 1580, Urban Family Focus. Stay with us.
Healthy lives, healthy homes, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
California adds a twist to the CDC's latest advice on quarantining. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. If you don't know, now you know. A couple days after Christmas, the CDC shortened COVID quarantine recommendations by half. That same day, California Governor Newsom followed suit, saying the isolation was no longer 10 days, but only 5. California also requires that people who quarantine 5 days after a positive diagnosis take a follow-up test. Isolation only ends if that result is negative. What do you think? Hit us up on social at KBLA 1580. This message brought to you by Cal Hope.
With school back in session, there's plenty to worry about. Cal Hope can help with free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get extra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. Shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it us, Charmin. Happy New Year.
May your holidays be Charmin, clean, merry, and bright. May all your undies be Charmin, clean, white.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
This is Ice-T.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And Matty
Ice. This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide.
Energy savings based on average and switching from hot to cold and non-HEMC.
KBLA Talk 1580 putting the spotlight on culture and community. The World Stage is a globally renowned home for jazz performances, classes, and workshops. It is one of Leimert Park's leading cultural institutions, and it's a 501c3 nonprofit. Right now, concerts and classes are streaming online at youtube.com/theworldstage. From the Friday night jazz performance series to the Saturday vocal and drum workshops, it's all free. To participate, donate, or support, stop by their website at worldstage.org. That's worldstage.org. Whether you join an organization, patronize a black-owned or local small business, volunteer at a nonprofit, or contribute cash, we can all make a difference. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk.
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum. The surprising way to
save water.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
How can you lose your soul when you have sung it for so long? And how can you fall?
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach. And we've been talking this morning with Carrie Yeoman, co-author From Misery to Hope is the book. And Carrie, we ended the last segment and you were talking about the importance of mental health awareness and its importance, and particularly to the black community, which is, again, one of the things that inspired us to do Urban Family Focus, is to let people know that when someone in their family or themselves have that challenge, that it is a medical condition. It's a chemical imbalance. So when you see people, quote unquote, acting crazy or talking to themselves as they're walking down the street or acting out in any way, you know, we wonder why. And the why is no different than, you know, Auntie Mamie, who's got high, you know, diabetes and high blood pressure. You know, there is no why. There's something going on inside their body, inside their mind, that needs attention, that needs medical attention. And those are the things that we want our community to understand, so we need to get them to the right people and get them the medical attention that they need. But if we keep it a secret, if we don't talk about it, nothing happens. So getting back to the book and your comments, what is your main takeaway you want people to get from reading From Misery to Hope?
You know, the biggest thing, Reverend, is it's okay to not be okay. You know, I think that's something that has really come up a lot for me just over, you know, the last year or so. And, you know, to your point, specifically in the black community, I just feel like growing up, there was just so much pressure and emphasis on carrying this sort of facade of like, everything's good, I'm fine, don't worry about me, I got this. And I mean, you know, there's a time and a place to be in that headspace, but you don't have to have it all together all the time. You know, like you actually sort of get in the way of your growth and connecting with those people who love and support you by not talking about that, you know, but I think it's a two-way street because I definitely have talked to people who are like, hey, you know, I did share this and my partner wasn't very supportive, you know, so I think it's just an opportunity for a lot of us to just recognize that we're all going to have days when we don't feel like ourselves. And if we can
announcing that they may have a mental illness issue or another type of health issue. So when we come forward, we're going to conclude our conversation with motivational coach Carrie Yeoman and continue our conversation, wrap up our conversation, I should say, about From Misery to Hope, a book that he wrote with his dad, Robert Palmer. You're listening to KVLA Talk 1580, where we have a lot to talk about.
Healthy lives, healthy homes, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three Ds, dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192 or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Adversity introduces a man to himself. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
Keep bumping me against the wall. Yeah, I know I let the sides fall. Come on. But until you see me, trust me.
Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley. Happy New Year, Happy New You. Throughout the month of January, we have a special treat for all of our KBLA app users. Never let misery have the last word. 7 short essays on how to bounce back. Bounce back. Bounce back.
Better, better, strong and ferocious. You don't even gonna see the rest. Coming back more fearless, more determined, more set. I ain't even started.
Week we'll be sending out push alerts to your mobile phone or smart device with audio inspiration from this forthcoming book that will help you recalibrate and get ready to bounce back in 2022. With essays entitled You're Still You, Stir Up the Gift, Minute by Minute, Be Grateful, and Never Mind the Naysayers, these free audio commentaries from the book Never Let Misery Have the Last Word will help get you back on your square and ready for your breakthrough this year.
Get up,
all you have to do to receive this free gift each week during the month of January is to download the KBLA app and wait for the weekly push alerts. That's it. So tell all your friends and family to download the KBLA app today. And enlightenment, encouragement, and empowerment is on the way.
They need to see your spirit come back to you.
Try again. Fail again. Fail better. But never let misery have the last word.
We all have purpose.
Imagine the organizing possibilities with Lowe's, where keeping it all together comes with Project Source Clear Storage Totes starting at $238, and iDesign Plus the Spruce Storage Bin starting at $12.98. Clean up your closet with the Closet Made Brightwood Closet Kit starting at $119.98. Find it all at Lowe's Store and Save Event in-store and on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility.
Valid through 3/18. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. U.S. only. iDesign plus the Spruce storage bin. Pricing excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring that our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, and we're concluding our conversation with health advocate Carrie Yeoman, author of From Misery to Hope. So, Carrie, let our audience know how they can get in touch with you, how they can find you on social media, and because I'm sure there are some people listening that want to find out what you're doing and connect with you beyond today.
Absolutely. I just want to say real quick, Reverend Gerald, thank you so much for having me on. And again, shout out to Larita for calling me. Really just a privilege and a pleasure to share with you all this morning. In terms of getting in touch with me, just go to the website, R as in Robert, D as in Donnell, P as in Palmer, legacy.com. Again, that's rdplegacy.com. You can find information about the book. You can find my information. And any and everything else that you might be curious about that we didn't talk about is there.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks again, Carrie, for being with us this morning. The book is inspiring and enlightening, and we encourage everybody to go to Amazon and grab it as I did. So before we get out of here, though, I want to mention that later today, our producer extraordinaire, Ms. Larita Shelby, is going to have an event. And just give them a quick how they can log in and to your event later today.
Well, thank you very much, Reverend Gerald, and I will make this quick. I am doing the first ever workshop on how to deal with difficult people. Save your last nerve. So, in order to register, you can look for me on my Facebook page, Larita Shelby, L-A-R-I-T-A Shelby. The flyer is there to register, or go to Eventbrite and log in, how to deal with difficult people. It happens at noon Pacific time today. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Glad you could be with us this morning. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach. Thank you for listening to Urban Family Focus. Coming up is Black Lives Matter. It is not a drill. So we want to thank you for being with us this morning, and stay tuned to this great Saturday lineup we have on KBLA Talk 1580. Everybody is going to give you some enlightening information and conversation. You're going to laugh, you're going to smile, and you're going to get serious about your life in 2022.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.